But George, first, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing great, Andy. Thanks. How are you?
Cool. Good, good, good. Thank you. So I'm really psyched to have you on because I know when it comes to taxes and the law, you're a genius. You know what you know, and you also know what you don't know, so you're going to give it to us straight. So I want to ask, if I win the $640 million tonight, which I plan on doing and sharing with no one, that includes the entire radio staff here and Miranda, our producer, who will get nothing. What would happen if I try to change residency? So I win in California, but then I want to move to Florida so I don't pay 10.6% California state tax. Will California come after me or am I cool?
Well, where do you live?
I live in Southern California.
Okay, so the answer is California's going to come after you, no matter where you're living, when you receive the money.
Okay, now what if I wait 180 days and establish residency in a different state, and then I claim the jackpot after the residency change?
Well, the winnings you receive from the lottery, they're deemed yours once you win them. So you are a resident when you won them, and it doesn't matter where you're living. You could live on the moon, and you're going to be responsible for paying California income tax on the winnings.
So you're telling me if Newt Gingrich and his lunar fantasy colony comes true, and I win, and then I take a Virgin Galactic ride, because I will be able to afford it at that point, and I live on the moon, you're telling me the California Franchise Tax Board will find me?
Well, they don't have to find you because there's a withholding requirement imposed on lottery winnings. So it's a matter of you're going to have to come back and get the money once the withholding is held back. You're going to have to make a claim.
I got it. So even if I don't have a post office box on the moon and I'm operating in 1/6 gravity, you're saying California has my money, even though I won it in the lottery, and I have to go to them to get it?
That's right.
I love that. Interesting. Okay, now what about state lotteries? If I win California Super Lotto, is that different than winning Mega Millions for tax purposes?
Well, to my understanding is it is. California, when they imposed the lottery law, it's got a technical word, but we'll call it the lottery law, they exempted the California state lottery winnings from California state income tax. But my understanding is that the Mega Millions is not the California state lottery. It's a multi-state lottery, and therefore it would not be subject to the exemption from California state income tax.
Okay, excellent. And George, let's figure out some other scenarios. If for the off chance that I don't win tonight, what would happen, for instance, if an escaped convict from prison won the lottery? What would go down if he bought a ticket and he wanted to claim the prize? Would he have to get paid even though he's an escaped convict? What goes on?
Well, it would be sort of a bonehead move on his part, because once he comes to claim the lottery winnings as an escaped convict, everybody's going to know who he is. He's going to go right back to jail. The question is then what's going to happen to his money, and maybe the answer is that he's got a lot of money to hire a good lawyer. There may be laws. I'm not certain about this. There may be laws that prohibit convicted felons, particularly escapees, from winning lotteries.
George, you just set me up for something. I want to thank you. On the radio business, we call that a lead. Fred Topas Jr., who is a convicted sex offender, actually won $57 million in the seventh largest jackpot in Michigan state history in June 2008. So convicted sex offenders can win the lottery.
They can win, but was he escaped from prison?
He was not.
Okay.
That's right, and he says to continue registering as a sex offender, even though he won the lottery for the rest of his life.
Right.
Very, very interesting. All right, what about a tourist visiting the United States? I'm guessing even if you're a tourist, you can win, but it's just subject to tax treaties. What happens then?
Well, yeah, if you're a tourist and you're here legally and you're here not and you haven't established a residence in the United States, you're a non-resident alien. And the non-resident aliens are subject to tax differently than United States people. They're subject to a flat tax on their gross income. That flat tax is 30%. The tax is without any deductions. Even if you spent $1 million buying lottery tickets to win what you won, you won't be able to deduct the amount that you spent. And that tax is collected at the source. It's a withholding tax of 30%. So even if you're a non-resident alien, you're stuck, even if you're lucky enough to win. Now, being stuck and you only get to keep 70% of it, I wouldn't call that stuck exactly, but you have to pay the tax.
Interesting. And then what if you're a U.S. citizen? Can you use old lottery tickets as a deduction against your winnings? So let's say, you know, in my attic, I keep old lottery tickets and I have 5,000 of them that I bought my entire life. Can I use that as a deduction against my winnings?
I'm not certain. I think no.
Okay.
I don't think you can, but I'm not certain about that.
Okay. What about this? It, well-